Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to get to Christy Scales in just one second. But we have been talking about the Sandlot swinging for a cause and getting a table for that extravaganza. Now, the last I saw, Sean and RJ, they were beating us pretty good yesterday with $2,500.
We're currently at $1,500.
Well, we are currently at...
I just tweeted out that we'll have an announcement at 10:40.
10:40? I was going to make the announcement right now!
If you would like to bid, you can go ahead and reach out right now to Alec Medford.
$5,000 is the current top bid for the KNC Masterpieces table at Swinging for a Cause. Good to see you, Bobby. Right now, let's welcome in sideline reporter, newsbreaker extraordinaire. It is Christy Scales. Good morning.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, today man, sucks.
Christy, you're right. Yeah.
Man, like... If I'm just being honest, and this isn't going to be in the form of a question, I'll just warn you of that. It was like it felt like the one thing I could hold on hope to is regardless of who we played at home, the offense showed up and showed out. Whether it was a supposed good defense, a mediocre defense, or a bad defense, we were going to show up at home and put lots of points on the board. And that's why my world really got shattered yesterday, because our offense didn't show up at all yesterday.
Yeah, that's what's so disappointing, because this is the second game in a row where Dak was just consistently harassed. I know in Denver, you look at the stats, and it was only two sacks. But, I mean, he was affected that entire game and against a really good Broncos defense. And I know that statistically, the Cardinals were average or just above average in most categories entering the game. But they did a real good job of getting to Dak. But, you know, it's the same thing with this team. I feel like a broken record. You know, it's self-inflicted wounds. And yesterday, add to the list, dropped passes, right? Weren't there three dropped passes in the first half?
Dropped.
Along with six penalties overall, but really ill-timed holding penalties in the first half that negated a couple of third down catches. So, yeah, I mean, this team... You know, it's hard enough to beat an average Cardinals team when you're beating yourself as well. So, you know, that's what's frustrating. It's just the same old, and you would think that the offense would come in guns blazing against that unit. But, man, and then come to find out afterwards, you know, Terrence Steele had been suffering some symptoms of migraines, right? And so his being replaced by Nate Thomas there in the fourth quarter at right tackle, you know, try and find out how much more. You know, I didn't report on Steele being injured because, you know, he wasn't receiving any medical attention on the sideline. But and he'd never admitted himself. He'd never blame anything on, you know, not feeling well, but you just wonder how much that may have played into the struggles that he had last night.
So I want to make this clear, and I know we're all in agreement on this. We want Terrence Steele to get better, to feel better, to not have to go through those migraines, because those symptoms can be absolutely brutal. That is what we can all agree on. As an aside, is there any part of you that wants to see more of Nate Thomas, either at right tackle or if you want to swap him and Guyton out? I don't know. I am excited about the potential to see a little bit more, because unfortunately it feels like Terrence Steele has struggled a good bit this year.
He has, you know, and hey, if it's a meritocracy and if you're, you know, personnel changes were made. I mean, there were some guys getting additional time. But I mean, that's part of the bye week, right?
Yeah.
Is to assess it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes out and who, you know, if there's any shared reps or any changes at tackle, you know, next week once they come out of the bye. So I think that that certainly is something to watch for.
Now, you had mentioned the penalties. You also mentioned the drop passes. I think if you throw in one more thing, that pretty much describes all of the Cowboys' offensive breakdowns this year, and that is fumbles from the running back. Like that those trio of things feel like they have been at fault for almost every time the Cowboys have shot themselves in the foot.
And what was so disappointing about that with Javonte was that the previous series, he showed what a complete player he is. And by that, I mean, he was Johnny on the spot to recover the fumble, right? Earlier to prolong the previous series, he also had a great, great blitz pickup in that same series. And then let's see, that's the one that ended in a score. And then the next day, then he's the one that gives the ball up. So it's like, you know, I'm actually working on my posting for Dallas Morning News, Sports Day Online, sideline exclusive. And I had a little nugget on, oh, man, Javonte, look at this great off-the-ball player. It's what they'd always say. Remember, Jason Garrett would always say that about Zeke, what a great player off the ball he was in addition to good runs. And I think Javonte showed that, but then you come back the next series and then there's, you know, give the ball up again. So, yeah, that's just, it's just so, so frustrating. And, you know, the thing about it yesterday, there wasn't too much to cheer for in the game.
No.
And you finally get that momentum with the blocked punt, right? That was like a lightning bolt. It delivered electricity to the crowd and to the sideline. And it's your only score for the Cowboys in the first half. And then what happens after that?
Methodical
defense
drive.
Can't get off the field.
Yeah.
Can't get off the field, and they drive 11 plays, 74 yards, and extend the lead, the Cardinals' lead, to 10 points. And then, you know, the halftime, it was such a great halftime show honoring the military, and people stayed in their seats, and they were into it. And then, okay, let's get a good start to this second half, and boom, 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 three plays, and the Cardinals extend the lead to start the third quarter. And just, you know, I mean, there were very few steps forward last night, but every time they took one, it was two steps back or three steps back, and they just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, we didn't expect that from the Cowboys offense. I will say, for the Cowboys defense, as bad as it was at times, and how they couldn't, you know, get the stops on third down through the first three quarters, they did get three stops in the fourth quarter. They forced two punts, and then there was the stop on downs with just under 3 minutes to play. So they did give the offense a chance. And there was the touchdown pass to Flannoy in the fourth quarter, but the offense just couldn't take advantage, and mainly because they just didn't do a really good job of protecting Dak.
Yeah, that's got to be fixed in order for this offense to get back to what it wants to do. Christy, you've been on the sideline for some of the greatest Cowboys teams, some of the worst versions of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This Cowboys team and where we are right now. Last night, Shoddy said, you know, he has never questioned their work ethic or their integrity, their fight. When you see these guys come off the field and go into their hey, what are we doing? What are we seeing? Are you seeing that same level of intensity in that group?
I am, and that's what's frustrating is they're just getting beat. It's just getting it's not effort. It's execution. I mean, what are the things on defense? Alignment, assignment, execution. Right?
Yeah.
Alignment, assignment, execution, and all the communication errors for, you know, through the first half of the season, that's alignment and assignment, right? And then executing some missed tackles, you know? So sometimes you just get beat. Sometimes you just don't have the horses, right? And so you try and make a move today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like everyone's like, oh, you know, pass rusher. Well, heck, you need help at all three levels of the defense, do you not?
Yes.
So you address one of them, and maybe there's more to be addressed as we go on today. But, yeah, it's very, very frustrating. But you're asking me, am I seeing lack of effort? No. No, I think the guys are giving their best, but so far it hasn't been good enough. And the other thing is, it's such a small margin of error, right, in the NFL, because the talent is really so close that you just can't have these self-inflicted wounds. And, you know, they're just, you know, beating themselves as well as getting whooped by the other team. So
What do you know about Logan Wilson, the potential trade of him, and what is, like, how he might help and affect this team?
Well, I don't know if he was inactive yesterday just because they were trying to, you know, save him for a trade, knowing that was coming up. But I know that his playing time had gone down recently these last few weeks. I think that it's an affordable thing, right? You're going to owe him, just under $2.5 million dollars for the rest of the season. And then, you know, he has base salaries just at $6 and $6.5 million the next 2 years. So, you know, not a lot of risk there, and you need improved play at linebacker. So, that's been it. You know, weren't we kind of in agreement that we liked kind of what we saw in training camp at linebacker and weren't expecting this in the regular season? Or
yeah, whoops.
Am I
saw what I saw.
What we saw in camp.
Yeah, I saw what I saw in camp. I know what I saw, and it has not translated to the next part of the schedule.
Are the Logan Wilson types of moves, because you mentioned his salary over the next 2 years, and none of that is guaranteed, which I think is absolutely a positive. Are those the only kind of moves that make sense to you for the Cowboys today, like players that are potentially under control for multiple years as opposed to a rental, which, I'm going to be honest, makes literally no sense to me?
I would say no. I say swing for the fences, you know, the offense, I know that they struggled last night, but this is a very good Cowboys offense. And do you know if you're going to have this same offense moving forward? Are you going to have Pickens next year?
Right.
You know, I'm just talking about contract-wise. What is the state of the NFC East? I mean, the Eagles have done better the past few weeks, but they've got flaws. The NFC is still pretty much wide open, at least from a wild card standpoint. I know Seattle and Sam Darnold looked terrific the other day, but they looked terrific on Sunday night. But, guys, you can't. I know some people are saying, don't give up any of the picks and don't give up any of your young players. But how many chances are you going to have with an offense that is really this good and this dynamic, notwithstanding last night, with those
the week before
wounds and drop passes? But, guys, I am not for, play for picks later on and better seating and stuff. Loser mentality. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. And I don't want the Cowboys to ever subscribe to that. So I say if there is a move to make, by golly, go for it.
Okay. You know that I love you.
I know you disagree with me, and that's fine.
We are.
No, I mean, that's why we have talk radio,
yeah,
right?
We are.
I'm telling you how I feel because, you know, I see it on the sideline. I see the work that they put in. I know that, you know, the amount of time that we get in the locker room, or I do a lot of events with these guys, you know, whether it's community service or corporate partnerships kind of stuff, you know, and you just don't want to give up on anything yet.
And
as bleak as it's been for this defense, you know, get help at a couple of levels, and maybe so. They just need to be average. They just need to be good enough to set up the offense. And they actually did that in the fourth quarter last night, and at least giving the offense a chance, and the offense didn't come through. So you know, maybe it's because you got to be out there every day at the Star, but I don't want to give up on anything at this point because it would make for a dreary rest of the season.
You are 100% right about that. I think when I look at it right now, you need to go 6-2 the rest of the way to make the playoffs. And I just don't see a way in which this Cowboys team, even a turbocharged Cowboys team, goes 6-2 when you haven't even gotten to, like, theoretically the tough part of your schedule. That's my issue. And I hear you. I guess I don't view it as having a loser mentality. I view it as you're not going to make it to where you want to be this season. That's almost a done deal. So I think you're chasing good money. I think you're chasing bad money with good money if you make moves today.
It's just one of those things where don't you wish the trade deadline were a couple weeks deeper
into the
season?
For sure.
Honestly, you know, because that would change a lot of things for a lot of teams. And you'd have more sellers, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
And I know that it's a little later than it was as recently as, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
And they're still pushing to move it.
Recently that they pushed it back by a week or two.
Yeah.
But I would be in favor of pushing it back further. But, you know, the other thing is, playing the Cardinals, I'm not surprised because it's just freaky things happen with the Cardinals. Ever since they went to the NFC West in realignment in 2002, just bad. It doesn't matter what the record for the Cardinals is or the Cowboys.
Right.
The Cardinals are just somehow have the Cowboys number. And in fact, I'll let you guys guess who was the quarterback for the Cowboys the last time the Cowboys beat the Cardinals at home.
Steve Ballure.
Oh my gosh! Is that the answer? That'd be amazing. I was just going to say Romo.
Maybe Troy Aikman.
I was going to say Romo.
Answer. Actually, Drew Bledsoe.
Oh.
That's how it's been 20 years since the Cowboys have a home victory against the Cardinals. And, to Keyshawn Johnson. Peerless Price was on that team. Lusaka Polite.
I was on
Marion
the
Barbarian
that
scored twice. And it's like,
yeah.
So I'm just saying it's been a while.
Outstanding.
Fix that soon.
Yeah, outstanding stuff as always. We thank you for everything that you do, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good, and thank you for agreeing to disagree.
There you go.
We can all do that.
Yeah,
it's
for
okay.
Sure.
I love it.
There
Bye,
you
Christy.
Go. Christy Scales right here on 105.3 The Fan. And that is one of the things that I really like about that perspective is I think it's totally fine to disagree. And Corey and I disagree about things all of the time. It's just if you're like,
we don't fight about it.
Yeah, if you're like, I disagree and here's why. Not, you're an effing moron, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, how's the rest of that conversation going to go, you suppose?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.